This is Kootenai Co-op Radio. I'm Scott Onstuck. Today I'm going to look into the 15th annual Columbia Basin Culture Tour. It takes place this weekend, July 29th and 30th, from 10 to 5 each day. The Culture Tour is a celebration of local art across the Kootenays. It's managed by the West Kootenai Regional Arts Council and funded by Columbia Basin Trust. This year's event features over 110 venues spanning from Roslyn to Kimberley, with stops at pretty much every community in between. There are all different types of art, paintings, sculptures, carvings, you name it. There's also a wide diversity of cultures being celebrated. To learn more about the Culture Tour, visit wkartscouncil.com/culturetour. To preview the event, I spoke with the Vice President of the West Kootenai Arts Council, Peter Vogelaar, as well as three artists taking part. Two are painters. One comes to us from Grey Creek. Her name is Christine McGinty. The other is Carol Retzlaff of Glade. I also spoke to a sculptor and illustrator from Weimar. His name is Lars Bagenstos. Without further ado, here's Peter Vogelaar.
Columbia Basin Culture Tour coming up, 15th year. It seems like the biggest year yet with 110 venues. So what does it take to put on an event to this size?
Boy, oh boy. You know, it's a lot more work than it appears to the people that just get to wander out to these studios. But with West Kootenai Regional Arts Council, which is the organizer, you know, they've got designers, editors, somebody who created a fantastic online system that you can basically follow the whole tour with your device. I think altogether, yeah, this is going to be the most successful year ever.
Yeah, that online site, it's really well put together. It gives you info on every different artist, where they're from, what kind of art they do, what inspires them. It's great. So like what I was saying there, you have over 110 venues involved. What does that tell you about the art scene in the Kootenays?
Well, I think it's just continually getting stronger. And, you know, like things like the Castlegar Sculpture Walk, it's now part of the Culture Tour as well. This year, they've got 30 artists in it. There's so many artists that are encouraged to produce. And, you know, events like this really allow people to get their stuff into the public too, right?
Yeah, there's so many artists on there that you don't necessarily know about. Not all of them are going to have stuff in stores or have a studio that's typically accessible to the public as well.
Yeah. You know, and I think this really allows somebody who's even just beginning to put their name out there and say, come look at my studio, look at my stuff. And they generally get really good turnouts on these weekends.
Can you talk a little bit about the diversity of the venues, the different types of art, the sculptors, the painters, and what other type of art we have out there?
Oh, boy. It's everything, you know. There's going to be glass blowers. There's the potters. I know tons of painters. In terms of different cultures, you know, they've got some indigenous artists. There's Castlegar Sculpture Walk's got Métis, Chinese. There's a totem pole there with a Norse theme. You know, people are going to be surprised. Oh, the Dukubur thing, that's not such a surprise, but they're at the Dukubur Museum in Castlegar as well. So yeah, we've got a wide, wide range.
Why is it important to you and to just all the communities in the Kootenays to put this event on?
A lot of times in the media, you know, the sports kind of take the headlines and things, and it's really good to that people know that all these artists are performing and creating work all the time and enriching our lives so many ways. And this kind of weekend, just really a chance to showcase it all.
Kind of touching on what you're saying earlier about things like sports getting a lot of media attention and not arts leads into my question here about inspiring youth. How does this event like this inspire youth to pursue artistic passions?
Well, certainly I hope that they get out there to visit artists and see the work that's being produced, but even maybe some of their lifestyles. And plus, some cases, the youth are going to be the exhibitors, right? There's a dual way to appreciate it. And certainly, anyone that goes on the tour can only be encouraged.
It should be a great weekend, not just for the artists involved, but for, you know, people like the youth attending and just seeing the diversity and seeing all the different things they can do with their future. Just any final thoughts that you want people to know about the Culture Tour coming up?
Well, just, you know, remind them how to find the website, wkartscouncil.com. And then on there, there's a link, and they can certainly choose which studios they want to go see.
That was the Vice President of the West Kootenai Arts Council, Peter Vogelaar, giving a little insight on what it takes to put on an event of this size and what you can expect to see at the 110 venues on the Culture Tour. Now let's speak to some of the artists. The first one is Christine McGinty of Grey Creek. Then we have Carol Retzlaff of Glade and Lars Bagenstos of Weimar.
My name is Christine McGinty. I live in Grey Creek, BC. My style of painting is, I'd say, a mix between abstract and realist. I take my own take on the mountains and the lakes and add my own flavor to it, but it's representational, so you know it's a mountain. It's not so abstract that you can't see the features. So impressionistic, maybe. It'd be my own impression of the mountains and the local scenery.
Why is it important for you to be involved in the culture tour?
Well, I'm new to the area, so I wanted to introduce myself and my art to the area. And I think art and culture is what makes a community richer. A lot of artistic people work by themselves most of the time in their own studios. So it's nice to meet the public and interact with the public.
Yeah, there's certainly a ton of artists in the Kootenays that are very unknown. Their works might not necessarily be featured across, you know, different stores and coffee shops and whatnot. We have over 110 venues this year, so there's so many unknown artists out there.
That's right, yeah.
What can people learn from you, from your art?
I guess they can learn my interpretation of the Kootenays, because everybody would have their own take on that, and that depends on their personality, I guess, and what they're looking for and what they love about the Kootenays. So I look for and I paint scenes that are peaceful, that are comforting. That's what they would see in my paintings.
Why did you become an artist?
Born one. I was always attracted to anything creative, whether it was drawing, cameras, you know, anything I could get my hands on. So yes, born an artist.
How many pieces are you going to have on display for the culture tour?
Oh, quite a few. My studio is overflowing, and it's all scenes of the Kootenays.
That's awesome.
So the mountains, lakes, yeah. And there's going to be original work, all sorts of sizes, from large to smallest would be like 16 by 16. And I'll also have prints. So canvas prints, I'll have paper prints and cards. So a little bit of everything for all types of people.
Okay, and just to wrap it up here, can you tell people where they can find you and when they can find you?
So I'm in Great Creek. I live on Maya Lane in Great Creek, and there's a little cluster here of log homes. And I live in one of the log homes, and I'll have a sign out front to say which log home is mine. And my studio is attached to the house, so I welcome everybody to come on over. It's nice to see the people who appreciate what we do, because we don't often get to see that. So don't be shy and make sure you come see as many artists as you can.
My name's Carol Retzlaff. I am an oil painter primarily. I started out in pastel but then moved on to oil. I paint almost exclusively landscapes, impressionist landscapes. Almost all of them are of locations in BC.
And what inspired you to be a painter?
I don't know if anybody can answer that question. It's a hard one. You just are. It seems like you just get stopped by something that you really, really have to capture and share. And if you feel like that, you just have to do it.
What about the Kootenays? How does that come through in your art? What do you love about the Kootenays?
What's not to love about the Kootenays? Come on. It's, I guess what I am most attracted to is the rural landscapes rather than the wild landscapes. So I love going to the dry farmland in Grand Forks or over to the wetlands in Creston, or I've got lots of paintings just of abandoned buildings and all the things that catch my eye around Glade even. So yeah, it's the rural aspect of it, and it's quite a rural place here still.
Well, that's interesting to me because I feel like most people I've talked to are do art around here. It's all about the mountains and the lakes. That's a little more interesting spin on it, or a bit of a different take on it.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I'm not all that attracted to those places, at least not so far. You know, that could change.
Why is an event like the Culture Tour important to maybe you and just to the Kootenays as a community?
One of the major problems here is where to show your work. And so I'm working with the Federation of Canadian Artists, and so it means that I can periodically show things at their gallery in Granville Island. But from here, if you do that, it's really expensive to ship stuff. And if it doesn't happen to sell, then you have to pay to get it shipped back. And so it's just prohibitive to try to show at galleries outside of the area. And there are only a couple of galleries inside the area and lots of people who would love to show there. So an additional venue like this, or an additional process that lets eyes get on your work, is just invaluable.
How many pieces are you going to have on display for the Culture Tour?
I have turned my whole home into a pop-up gallery. I think I've got 29 pieces.
Wow. And where can people find you?
I'm at 2306 Upper Glade Road in Glade, and on the evening before the culture tour, I'm going to put a sign at every turn because there are quite a few of them.
Perfect. And just overall, any final thoughts you want to share, maybe about your art, about the culture tour in general, the Kootenays, anything you want to share?
Well, I would love to show my art to people. I've also invited them, if they wish, to tour. We have quite extensive gardens, both horticultural and vegetable gardens, a market garden. We have cows. So people can come and have sort of a country experience and enjoy the art. And I'm really chocked to welcome them.
My name is Lars Bagenstos, and I'm a sculptor and illustrator. I studied sculpture for 4 years, and then 5 years after working on the job, I wanted to broaden my skills, and I signed up at the art school in Zurich, Switzerland.
So not being from the area, how does living here in the Kootenays impact your art?
It's very nature-based, and now it's going to go more into the conflicts of living surrounded by nature, like the human and nature and wildlife conflicts.
It's interesting because we have so many indigenous cultures around here, but yours is European. Do you celebrate German or Swiss culture in your art as well?
I guess I do, because main medium is wood, and wood carving is a very old tradition where I learned and where I lived. So just the technique is very specific to that area that I do. That is kind of the heritage and the influence that I have.
Being both a sculptor and an illustrator, what kind of works do you have prepared for the culture tour?
One finished piece, 4'1" wood sculpture, and then I'm working on a 6-foot-tall one right now, and then I'm starting one, and that's probably the major one I'm going to work on those days. And then I have in my shop are paintings and illustrations in the studio, my sketchbooks laid out so people can snoop through them.
Okay, and where can people find you?
I'll be open Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5. I live in Weimar, and I live on Porcupine Road 216.